Hate speech against minorities in South Africa is a persistent and a serious crisis. This should be regarded within the context of the ongoing scourge of attacks and murders on South Africa's farms. The crisis is not limited to social media. It regularly comes from some of the country's most influential politicians, including leaders of the government and the ruling party. Hate speech songs such as Kill the Boer, Kill the Farmer, One Bullet, One Settler, Shoot the Boer, and different variations thereof are regularly sung at South African in the South African political landscape. This hate speech has real-life consequences. A study by AfriForum found that it is common for farm attacks and murders to increase in the months following incidents of hate speech that received substantial coverage in the media. After analyzing 5 incidents of high-profile hate speech directed at white farmers, AfriForum found an average increase in farm murders of 74.8% in the months following these incidents. In 2012, former President Jacob Zuma sang Shoot the Boer at an ANC gathering. In the month that followed, 16 farm attacks occurred during which 6 people were murdered. Julius Malema of the Economic Freedom Fighters has stated that all white people are criminals and should be treated as such, and that we are not calling for the slaughtering of white people, at least for now. The South African Human Rights Commission has become part of the problem by declaring that the race of the perpetrator should be a determining factor on whether such comments can in fact be regarded as hate speech. Hate speech against minorities in South Africa is not being taken seriously by the authorities. AfriForum has stepped up its fight against hate speech against minorities. AfriForum is combating hate speech against minorities in South Africa through various interventions, including dialogue, research, and court battles. Our campaign is also pursued on the international stage through the World Must Know campaign, in which awareness is raised about the crisis and international role players are lobbied to take a stance on these issues. Thank you very much.